Matt Greenwood with you on KJEV Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, speaking to Tara Fish of the Jefferson R7 Blue Jays volleyball team. This will be her first year as the official head coach, last year taking the interim tag as Ashley Nagel was dealing with the after effects of her heart attack that she has survived and she is doing better on. And we've, of course, been keeping up with that because we care, obviously. And Jason Dreyer gave us that update that she's doing great a few weeks ago on our athletic director summer series. So with that in mind, you know, Coach Nagel now got to settle into a volunteer role. Tara Fish gets the interim tag removed, and she is now the head coach for Jefferson Volleyball. So, Tara, what's it been like over these last, I guess, couple of months or maybe more, knowing that you are the head coach now for Jefferson Volleyball?
It has been sort of bittersweet. I had, you know, not having Coach Nagel there with me, you know, is always tough because we've been together for so long. But if I needed to send her a quick question or whatever advice, she has been awesome in helping me with that. And, you know, she came to some camp stuff and she comes to practice and kind of helps out now. So that volunteer role is actually super beneficial to us to have that extra set of eyes that can come and pull kids randomly or whatever. So it's been exciting and nerve-wracking all at the same time. But, you know, having the support that I have with her and Coach Schachner and Coach Horn is, you know, making it easier.
Yeah, and you know, last year was one of the more impressive seasons for volleyball in Jefferson County. Of course, Festus getting to the state tournament was a big one. Grandview had 19 wins, the most in program history there. And then you guys did the same. You had the most wins ever, 30 wins last year. Also, on top of that, you beat St. Pius for the very first time, a great rival there. And you did so in the district semifinals, and that was your 30th win of the season. So it kind of was nice to tackle two, you know, great achievements all in one matchup. But it's sort of a season that I'm sure even you and maybe some of the Jefferson R7 community feel it's going to be really hard to beat that. Maybe, you know, maybe it'll happen at some point. Maybe it won't. But, you know, a chance to, you know, rebuild and regroup and, you know, at least make that push for it, for that same sort of accomplishment here down the line. But obviously you want to take it one step at a time. But how has it been, you know, taking it one step at a time, tryouts, all that sort of thing? How are things looking right now for Jefferson Volleyball?
Well, you know, we lost 8 seniors who all played. And so that's a, you know, that's a big deal for us. We only have one returning starter, which is junior Lainey Smith. So she's been really good at, you know, taking the role, and she learned a lot from that strong leadership last year that she witnessed and, you know, and respected them. And so she's kind of bringing that to us. We have 4 seniors this year. Abby Govro is going to be setting and hitting for us. She's doing a great job. She has all summer. And then we have Maddie Todd. She was just voted by her teammates along with Lainey as team captain for varsity. And she has been working super hard in the weight room this summer. So I'm excited for what she's going to bring to us, mostly defensively. And then we have the 2 other seniors, Morgan Daugherty and Kylie Barton, that both play defense as well. Kylie was out last season, actually, with a shoulder injury, and she's continuing to try to work back into things. But she's doing a great job, as well as Morgan. And then we have our juniors. We have Morgan Fuller, Remy McPeters, Alexis Price, Mackenzie Rarick, and Peyton Siebert. Peyton is bringing a strong middle, and we're excited about that. All of them have grown, and they, you know, they really worked hard in the weight room this summer, and it was really exciting to see. Morgan, Remy, and Mackenzie, they are bringing our team together, which is one thing that we really need this year. They're super enthusiastic and encouraging to everybody, and with having so many kids leaving and not playing together before, those 3 kids and what they are bringing is going to be huge. I have 2 freshmen that I'm bringing up for varsity only. And that is Kirsten Lloyd and Ava Roth. both will probably play all the way around. We're kind of working with Kirsten on some setting, but we're just really excited about them. They're both just soaking everything up and eager to learn and awesome positive attitudes, and have just meshed well with the whole team. And the older girls, you know, look at them and just adore them because they work so hard and they're just so positive. I'm also going to have two other freshmen that are going to be dressing both JV and varsity, and that's Emma Breyer and Paige Siebert. So really, we have a lot of new, but everybody's kind of doing their job and doing their role on bringing us together as a team, which is something that we really need after many of them not playing together that much. So that's what we have been working on, and we just continue to do that as we've gone through this summer and tryouts and everything.
All right, good deal. That's a lot of players that you just reeled off there, so congrats on being able to keep them all in line there. keep all the names straight. I know with a successful season, you know, a lot of pressure can be felt by some of the players, even by maybe even you, as the interim head coach last year, to live up to the success of what was last year. I don't feel like that is how R7 tackles things when it comes to their athletics programs. But can you kind of give us a little, you know, insight as to, you know, what the mood of the community that is, you know, highly interested in volleyball at R7, kind of how they're, you know, sort of, feeling about going into this season and moving forward from what you guys were able to do last year?
Well, like I said, with losing all of those kids, to me, it's a brand new team. So I haven't honestly even mentioned that in what we've been doing, you know, with in the exception of some leadership type of things that those kids brought, you know, before, and what that I hope that they learned from those kids. But you know, it's just a brand new team, and so the pressure of that I don't necessarily feel, and I haven't put that really on the kids either, because it is a new group of kids, and our goal is to just continue to grow and get better. And, you know, we talk about a we greater than me mindset. We talk about at the end of every practice, we corner up and I ask them, would you have wanted to been your teammate today? Did you bring 100% today? Was I coachable? So we just kind of have tried to focus on reflecting and growing, and, you know, trying to just get stronger with having several young players coming in as well. Which we've added, you know, some with, you know, I talked about the kids being in the weight room and things like that. And we're working on the Vertimax, which is this jumping piece of equipment. So really that pressure, you know, I think that we had a couple scrimmages and stuff this summer and they did well. I was proud of them, and, you know, they're starting to mesh, and the people that what they bring or what they can bring to the table that are the core might not necessarily be that court time or bringing what they need to in a different way. And that has been very helpful. Like, the selflessness is huge. And I do always talk about being selfless and putting your team first and, you know, things like that. So we're just looking forward to continue to grow. I think the expectation isn't there for that, you know, but we could surprise people, because I think that, you know, we're doing a really good job. So,
all right. Well, good. Well, we're glad to hear that for sure. The regular season is, you know, fast approaching. September 3rd, that's a Tuesday. You guys are at Sekman. Sekman had a really strong season in volleyball last year. Then St. Genevieve, a team that made it to the state sectional round before falling to Festus. They are your second opponent as far as the schedule that we have. And then your home opener is September 9th against Kingston. That's a Monday there. So, with those first three games, you know, each one has its own, you know, special meaning. Of course, at Sekman being the first game of the season, the first match of the season, and then the one against St. Genevieve going up against a state team that reached state last year, and then, of course, your home opener, which I'm sure a lot of kids and coaches and parents feel, you know, nervous about, good nervous energy about. But Beyond those three, just kind of what is Tara Fish looking forward to on this year's schedule?
Well, we have our Jamboree coming up first on the 27th at Herky, where we will be playing against Herky and Hillsboro. Our schedule is tough anyway because we play teams that are quite a bit bigger in size than us. But sometimes, you know, when a game is going on, we're so focused on what we're doing and trying to make sure that we're doing things better that sometimes I don't even notice what's going on the other side of the court or who that is. Because I just want us to be steady and play the same way we're going to play against somebody that might not have as much talent as somebody that that someone else might have. We're just going to play game by game and see what we can do. Yes, there's going to be times where, you know, we look at film and see what someone's doing or where their strong hitters are and things like that. But the good part about having some younger kids, too, is they don't know any better than for me to tell them to just adjust. So hopefully we'll be able to just be flexible and be able to do some different things as we go.
All right. Good answer, Coach. Appreciate that. All right. I guess just sort of, you know, final thoughts on going into 2019 with the group that you have and maybe a message to those that you know are going to, you know, be paying attention to what's happening at R7 this year.
Well, I'm pretty good at getting people to help out with me. So the one thing I'm excited about for this season is having Coach Nagel and having Coach Schachner and Coach Horn there for helping. Gracie, my daughter, is going to Jefferson College this year, so I have her there helping. My oldest daughter has been coming and helping as well, Hyla. And then I've had Madison Fuller and Jenna Kurtoys there helping. So, you know, and the girls look up to them, and they are good about finding small things, and kid-on-kid conversation a lot of time is better. And then, you know, even Easton Knoll came in and helped us with the Vertimax. So I'm going to get people to help us with stuff. And then our managers, our stat executives, I have John White, and he's hitting the ball at us hard, so that's exciting, and Nolan Roth and Hayden Wagner and Eli Price. So I get a lot of people in there helping us so that it takes some pressure off of Coach Horn and I. Coach Horn is now the assistant coach and the JV coach. So having all those people there to help us takes a little bit of pressure off of us, but we can also have we have that support that we need to be able to do more things with some more accuracy and some more detailed evaluations and things. So I'm really excited about that, and I think Coach Horn is excited too and excited about being there. So I'm looking forward to the season and just seeing how these kids continue to grow. And I think everyone's going to have a lot of fun watching them play. Hyla has said a couple times, man, I just really, this so-and-so is just, man, they're fun to watch. And I'm like, I know. So it's, I'm excited, especially seeing her excited as she was a good player. She was an all-stater, and her being excited about watching some of these kids play makes me know that everyone else will be as well.
All right. Well, I expect that the Jefferson R7 community will make a community effort, as always, to get the best out of the kids and make the situation the best for all the kids and have that successful program for all the athletics and obviously volleyball as well with, as you mentioned, Hayden Wagner and Nolan Roth and John White, guys that are well-known for other athletics helping you guys out. So,
right.
Yeah. Well, great.
It's pretty scary seeing a big old kid like John across from you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad he can hit the ball hard, you know.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you guys do in volleyball, right? Hit the balls, I guess, kind of hard and see how players react, whether they dodge or you know, stand in front of it and try to hit it. But yeah, you can count me out, Coach. If you were thinking about asking me to help out, I think I won.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at persuading people.
All right. Well, Coach Fish, again, we appreciate the time. And yeah, looking forward to the volleyball season for not just your program, but all our programs here in Jefferson County. And thank you for being with us on KJ Sports Talk today.
Thank you.
All right, again, that is Tara Fish, head coach of the Jefferson R7 volleyball team, joining us today on KJ Sports Talk.